You're listening to SBS News.
Stephen Pokruska has spent the last 43 years in Australia. But before this week is out, he'll be deported to the United Kingdom. After moving to Australia from the UK with his family at age 12, he has always seen himself as an Australian. But neither he nor his parents applied for Australian citizenship. As a young man, he developed a drug addiction and ended up serving 6 years in a Western Australian prison on drugs charges. It's a decision he says he will always regret.
I've learnt my lesson well and truly. I can't say that enough. I'm sorry. I am bitterly sorry for what I've done, and what I've put my family through and whatnot. And I will never do that again as long as I live.
Under Australia's migration legislation, people living without citizenship in Australia, who have spent more than 12 months in prison, can be deported on character grounds. He will be leaving behind 6 children and 10 grandchildren, themselves all Australian citizens. His daughter, Jess Pokruska, says her family has been punished enough.
We are all being punished for a crime we didn't commit. Like, this is 6, 7 years in the making. I'm 21 years old today. I was 14, 15 when he was away. And that's not much on my sister's life. And I feel like she gets that chance and we should all get that chance. We shouldn't have to pay for a crime that has been served, not only, and is not a threat to anyone. He's well recovered, and it was a misdemeanor, his first crime. I feel like we should get that chance again.
His other daughter, Ash, says she has spent much of her life trying to feel normal.
But when I was younger and I used to see little tiny kids run up to their dads and then get twirled around and all that stuff, I'd be like, laugh it off, just be a kid while you got the chance and then realise how hard it's going to be.
Lawyer David Kew became interested in the case recently and says he has been appointed by Mr. Pokruska to help him with the case. He says there is nothing for Mr. Pokruska in the United Kingdom.
All his adult life here in Australia, his family's here, his wife, his children, his parents, his grandchildren, 4 generations of Australians here. I think it's in the Collie area here in WA, and no family in the UK. So the plan is to deport him to the UK where he has no one. No ties, no contact, no family, no job, nothing.
The political climate in Australia has shifted over the past year, following a controversial High Court ruling that ended the indefinite detention of asylum seekers with no country to return to. The federal Labor government is facing ongoing political pressure regarding the release of these detainees. Lawyer David Kew says the policies in place today aren't all that different to those in place 200 years ago, only now they are in reverse.
In a normal situation, he's served his sentence, done his time, he's had a good parole report. My only observation, I think, is thinking about this, is that this we've not learned a lot in over 200 years. Great Britain was deporting people over here over 200 years ago in similar circumstances, and we're still doing the same thing in reverse, and it just seems we don't seem to have learned anything in that time.
After serving 5.5 years at Bunbury Regional Prison, authorities deemed he was no longer a threat to the community. Stephen Pokruska spent his final months on parole and says that now all he wants is to go home to his kids. But without ministerial intervention, he'll be put on a plane and barred from ever returning to Australia.
The impact that my actions and my stupidity, which is what it is, absolute stupidity, and the impact that that's had on my family has just been, I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with that. I carry a lot of guilt for it. So, my kids say, don't worry, Dad, it's not your fault. Well, it is my fault. This is what I've done, and this is what put me and made us go through this, Now we're I was supposed to be coming home proving myself, but now I'm getting put on a plane next week, and sent out of the country.
A Department of Home Affairs spokesperson has told SBS that while it does not comment on individual cases, the Australian government is committed to protecting the Australian community from the risk of harm posed by non-citizens who engage in criminal conduct or behaviour of concern. Stephen says that if deported, he fears he may not see his parents again.
Yeah, I mean, my family's stuck by me through thick and thin, but, you know, my mother and father, if I leave the country, I don't think I'm ever going to see them again. You know, that really hits home, you know, when you think about it. You know, like, it's like, who's got the money to come flying to the UK all the time to visit their family, you know? None of my family.
Stephen Pokruthka will be driven to Perth Airport and flown back to the UK. He says he's not sure what the future holds for him now, but that it isn't going to be easy.
I think I'm going to really struggle over there mentally, and I know my mother's really worried about me. She just, as a family, we're close. We all to be, you know, like you're talking about me. I haven't been down the street. I haven't been anywhere in 6 years, you know. I'm going to get put on a plane and then put on the street in the UK. There you go. Off you go. And it's like, wow. You know, so I don't know what the future holds, but if I get on that plane, I know it's going to be pretty bleak, and it's pretty scary.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.